All of us have decisions to make. Life is full of crossroads, and we need divine direction. Which way do I go? Join us as we study God's Word today with Scott Pauling.
Isn't it wonderful when God answers your prayer, when God begins to lead you in a plain path? We're studying the amazing story in Genesis 24 of Eleazar, who was seeking a wife for his master's son, no less than Isaac. And the entire future of the nation of Israel hung in the balance of this one man finding God's will and God's way. How did he find it? Better yet, how are you going to find God's will today? How are you going to know God's way for you? Well, we've learned, first of all, you have to trust completely. You have to believe that God is going to be in your future and God's working all the details out before you ever even get there. You have to obey immediately. Take the next step. You have to pray specifically and wait patiently. But now we come to one of the most beautiful truths in the entire chapter. In Genesis chapter 24, the Bible says in verse 26, "And the man bowed down his head and worshiped the Lord." If you want to find God's will for your life, I would add this principle to you today: worship humbly. You see, the will of God is not about knowing what to do. It's about knowing the God who tells you what to do. It's about seeing the Lord in your life. And I love the fact that as this begins to unfold, Eleazar's response is not to take matters into his own hands. It's not simply to announce to everybody else what they're supposed to do. It is to get down on his face, to bow his head and worship the Lord. Now, that's not just a one-time thing either. Later in the same chapter, in verse 52, the Bible says, "It came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshiped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth." Worship is not an event, it's a way of life. It's a life of worship. It's saying to God again and again, "Lord, you're so wonderful. Lord, I praise you and bless you." May I say, as God begins to lead in your life, it should lead you to worship the Lord. And even the process of discovering the will of God, I have discovered that as I worship the Lord, God shows me more. As I get my eyes on the Lord and give God His rightful place in my life, God speaks to me. He shows me things. You see, worship will keep you from evil, and worship will keep you on the right path. Another beautiful example of this is found in the life of Moses. You remember, he needed direction. Did he ever need direction? He's leading millions of Jews through the desert, and he's praying desperately. He's praying, "Lord, lead me." You can read it for yourself. In Exodus chapter 33, he says, "Show me now thy way." Listen to the next words, "that I may know thee." If I prayed that prayer, I would say, "Show me now thy way so I don't get lost. Show me now thy way so I don't make a fool out of myself. Show me now thy way so I can help your people." But Moses, who understood that it was not about that, it was about God, said, "Show me now thy way that I may know thee." Could it be that God still has you going in circles because you're pursuing some direction, but you're not pursuing Him? Make Him your pursuit today and worship humbly. And then another principle is found in verses 50 and 51. You'll remember that Eleazar now has to go to the house and he has to talk to this young bride's family and get their permission for her to go off and be married. In verse 50, "Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, 'The thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord hath spoken.'" Would you add this principle to your list? Listen carefully. You will find that as God begins to show His way and His will, that the Lord will give you divine confirmations. He'll do it oftentimes through other people. A good counsel. The Bible even says that in the multitude of counselors there is safety. I marvel at people who make huge life-altering decisions and they never want to seek counsel. They never talk to their pastor. They never talk to an older, more mature believer. They never ask people who are interested in them and who walk with God what they think. Look, God will show His will and His way, but I believe this with all my heart. God will confirm it through others. And so learn to listen carefully. Look, God's way is always right. And you can wait until the Lord makes it plain. But once he makes it plain, then you take the next step. As a matter of fact, if you back up to verse 48, he said, I bowed down my head and worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way. Isn't that a beautiful expression? We're talking about the led life. Friends, if you're following the Lord's leading, it's always the right way. You might choose the wrong way and others might choose the wrong way, but the Lord will always choose the right way and He'll confirm it. Listen carefully. So now let's review just a moment before I give you the last principle. What is the way to the will of God? Well, you've got to trust completely. Obey immediately. Pray specifically. Wait patiently. Worship humbly. Listen carefully. And then the final principle I give to you is at the close of the story. In verse 56, he said unto them, Hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master. The final principle here is act quickly. Now, we want to do that first, don't we? We want to jump. No, it's the last principle. Don't jump, don't move, don't take a single step until God shows you what to do. But once you know what He wants, do that. Take no detours and make no delays. The will of God is not future. The will of God is always present because we serve a present tense God. He is not the I was or the I will be. He is the I am. And today, in the present tense, right where you are on your journey, God is showing you the next step. He's prospering your way. And I want to challenge you today to take that step of obedience to God, to seek God, to wait on God, and then once He speaks and shows you, to take that step in faith. Let me just tell you something. There's joy in it. As a matter of fact, this story ends with quite a party. They eat and they drink and they rejoice. Friends, there's joy in the will of God. And you want to talk about joy. Wait till Rebecca gets back and meets her groom and marries Isaac. And they begin to have children of whom Jacob will come, of whom the 12 tribes of Israel will come. And all of this good is set in motion. Oh, I tell you, there's nothing greater. There's nothing grander than living in the will of God. And I want to testify for just a moment, if I may, at the end of this study. We've been looking at the story of Eleazar, and it's a great story. But may I tell you my story? My story is this, that I didn't know all that God had planned for my life. I still don't, by the way. I don't know all the future. But I discovered along the journey that there were signposts, there were way markers. And God began to lead me and guide me one step at a time. And as I took that step, God would show me another and another and another and another. And now as I stand here looking back, I'm marveling, I'm rejoicing in how wonderful the will of God has been. Every good thing in my life has come because of God's choice. And so I want to challenge you today, not about Eleazar's story or my story. What about your story? When your story is done, when your story is written and concluded and read, will it be the story of the led life, the story of the will of God? Make this your story today. Choose to trust and obey and follow the leadership of God. Let your story be this, I being in the way, the Lord led me.